This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Winds should be dying down along the Front Range as storms leave the area and move on to the eastern plains. Wind gusts hit 70 miles per hour in El Paso County earlier this afternoon. CDOT is warning high-profile vehicles to use caution across the foothills west of Denver and on to the eastern plains, where the National Weather Service says wind gusts could hit 80 miles per hour or more there. Hundreds of power outages have already been reported. The strong winds are expected to leave the state and move into Kansas later tonight. Police are investigating reports of a senior staff member of the Pueblo Rescue Mission stealing money from clients. CPR Southern Colorado reporter Dan Boyce has more.
The now former staffer is accused of stealing from at least a dozen residents. The Rescue Mission and the Pueblo Police Department are not saying who this ex-staff member is, and it's not clear how much money was taken. It does not appear the mission's own funds were taken. The staffer seemed to focus on taking from the mission's low-income clients, people who, according to a statement, are working hard to get their lives on track. Dan Boyce, CPR News.
Political independents and third-party advocates from around the country are gathering in Metro Denver this week. The Independent National Convention organizers say America's two-party political system doesn't work, and they want to unite a bunch of different ideologies to create other options. Speakers include former Representative Dennis Kucinich and former presidential candidate, Andrew Yang. The convention runs today through Thursday in the Denver Tech Center. Stay with us. This is CPR News. It's just about 5:06.